What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Forging Heroes. I'm your host, Josh Jensen, and today we're going to be talking about kind of some tools and techniques, I guess you could say, on how to apply a lot of the stuff we've been talking about. One of the things for me that's been a struggle in kind of my educational process, my learning experience throughout my life has been something that I think a lot of people struggle with, and I just kind of want to address that and kind of share how I've been able to overcome. Well, not necessarily overcome, but learn how to deal with it better. So my struggle has been, I'm a pretty logical person in the sense that I tend to find a lot of value in something that I can understand. And when I can put words to it and describe it, and when I understand the principles I'm learning, that tends to help me better. If I can have a really like solid mental understanding of it, I have a logical reasoning and understanding for the principle, it helps me a lot more. And because of that really logical side of myself, I can get almost a little bit cynical, so to speak, of principles or ideas or just inspirational topics that people, you know, talk about, whether it's from a book or a speech or a podcast or a TED Talk or whatever it is. I tend to be a little bit cynical towards it sometimes. It's kind of my tendency because I find it being a little bit unhelpful almost. Like it's almost like there's too much, right? It's kind of like having this super big gym is the kind of way I look at it. It's like this massive gym and it's got all the stuff you could ever want, all the equipment. I mean, any tool that exists, any piece of gym equipment, it's got it, you know? And then the salesman's there like, hey, yeah, you can sign up for this membership and you get blah, 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 this and this and this and that. And you got all this cool stuff and you can do this and this and this. And this gym is amazing. It's got this pool and it's got this room over here and it's got this sauna over there. And it's got this spa room over here as well as all this gym equipment for blah, 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 everything. You can have all those pieces. But yet you're like, well, how do I work out? Like, show me the steps. And they're like, well, we don't talk about that. We're just going to give you all the access to the gym equipment. It's like, it can get a little bit like overwhelming and a little bit pointless. It's like, well, then just give me like one set of dumbbells and maybe a couple, like, you know, a couple other tools that I can use. Like, I don't need all this because I need to actually do something. I need some action. Having all the tools in the world and no action doesn't really produce anything. If that makes sense. I don't know if that analogy makes sense, but that's kind of the way I've seen it for me. It's like, I feel like there's a lot of repetition, and which is a good thing. I think it's cool to share content. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying people need to stop sharing good content. No, I think it's wonderful because you just never know. It might be packaged differently, right? No one invents their content, really. No one comes up with brand new principles. Like these are, everything I'm sharing is just stuff I'm recycled from the way I've collected it and learned it. And I'm presenting it in a way that's unique to me and my personality. And maybe someone out there will respond well to it, hopefully. And hopefully I've cleared, you know, or I'm clear about it. But there's other people that share similar things and they have their unique twist on it. And maybe that resonates with someone. So again, I'm not trying to downplay anybody sharing content, but sometimes there can be a lot of sharing inspirational ideas and quotes and phrases and cool little, you know, principles and stuff like that without a lot of substance behind it. And for me, that was always a struggle. Being kind of a more logical person, it was difficult to see why reading a book would change me and make a big difference in my life if I wasn't learning how to act on it. And so that's kind of what I want to share as kind of what's worked for me and what I think is a proper way to do it. If you're someone like me, if this has made any sense to you. And again, this is just one way that's worked. And I've played around with multiple different variations of all these techniques. And I guess the reason why I think it's so important is because even I had difficulty with even the stuff I'm teaching in my podcast here about Hero's Journey. It started to resonate with me when I started finding people like Joseph Campbell or these other guys, Robert Moore, and people like that who had written books and discussed these principles and what it reflects from a psychological standpoint. So there was science to back up what they were talking about, these claims they were making about stories and movies and archetypes. And I thought it was super fascinating. And putting all these pieces and understanding human psychology was really fascinating to me, understanding chemicals in the brain, understanding a lot of stuff that I want to continue to talk about. But that's kind of what I pushed through a lot of the doubt and the cynicism of not being super into it at first, just a lot of this stuff in general. And so I guess a lot of what we talked about so far in these previous episodes can be a little bit like that, a little bit, it just naturally comes across a little bit like lacking in substance possibly. And for some people, that's what they like. They just need some inspirational words, something that kind of gets them off of their feet or gets them up, you know, or up on their feet to start moving forward and taking something, you know, maybe they already know what actions that they want to take. They just need some inspiration. Sure. Whatever works for you, that's great. But I do want to share a little bit of how someone could be listening to what I'm sharing and actually take something from it. And again, if you have any inspiration that comes to you on a personal level and whatever works for you, go for that. These are just things that I've done to help me kind of, yeah, take the most of what I've learned. On a side note, before we jump in, I will say there is also value in just processing information as quickly as possible. Just reading as much as you can, listening to as much as you can, talking with people and all that sort of stuff, because your brain will store information just naturally, especially as you train it. And the trick is to be able to learn how to recall that information when you need it. So I know that I have a lot of stuff in my brain that I don't think about on a regular basis, but when I'm in a conversation with someone, it might come up. It might be a reference or a quote or just an idea or an abstract principle, something that doesn't really have a lot of substance behind it, but some principle that I learned, and it'll be recalled later. So there is truth to that idea or to that principle that some ideas will affect your subconscious and they'll be kind of in there without you realizing it. And that may even affect the way you think. It might affect your philosophies, your moral compass, so to speak. It will affect that. And that's the point of any good philosophy or any good educational discussion, is it will affect you regardless of how consciously you choose that. Because sometimes, yeah, it'll just take hold. But on a conscious level, how to really have something sink in, I think there's three pretty big tools, and not necessarily tools, but three principles to it. The first is the mental breakdown of what you just learned. So for me, I like to take notes and like actually write stuff, not typing. For me, I prefer to like write it down. There's just something about that. There's truth to, they've done studies about like testing people on retention and memory on people who just heard something versus people who heard it and wrote it. And then the third thing I'm going to mention is also telling someone else about it. So they had like those three things: someone who just heard it, someone who heard it and then wrote it down, and then someone who heard it, wrote it down and taught it to someone or something like that, some variation of that. And they found that, yeah, you actually retain information a lot better when you have one of those steps involved. So for me, it's taking notes on stuff. It's writing it down, phrasing it in a way that makes sense. I always try to keep in mind, like, how would I write this down if I was teaching like my kid or something, or a friend of mine, someone that kind of understands the way I talk and understands the way I share things, or someone that's similar to me, or even how would I write this down to describe it and explain it to someone like myself in the past? Like, how would I describe this to a past me? And that can be helpful in me phrasing it in a very clear way and losing word, you know, some kind of getting rid of words that don't make as much sense to me, or phrasing it in a new way. Maybe even adding another thought to it that I've had. Again, this also goes to the teaching aspect. I also think of that as can be a valuable thing. So if you have someone that you can just talk their ear off, go for it, and just talk to them and teach them what you learned, or just share what you've learned. That can be a super helpful thing. We always know, you know, we always talk about that. And I feel like a lot of people know that, you know, when you teach something, you learn it better. That's just kind of a truth, because it shows that you've had to process the information and then learn how to phrase it better. Some people like that. And then I think a third thing is also just a very conscious and deliberate pondering of the message and the meaning behind what you just read. So if it's an abstract principle, right? We're not talking about stuff like science facts or trivia questions or history dates. I'm talking about stuff like kind of more abstract principles that don't have a lot of, maybe not so much abstract, but just sort of out there and like, what's the word for it? Just a principle that's kind of up to your interpretation. It's kind of more of a moral principle or a philosophical principle or something, just about a principle of education and thinking, learning. It's maybe an author's opinion on something that isn't necessarily have a hard bound fact to go with it. And so taking that deliberate effort to think about it, ponder what it means, and literally go, huh, what does that mean? What are the words they're using to describe that? Why are they choosing those words? And why do they mean that? Like going through that pondering process. And so that's step one. Is the mental breakdown. All those little pieces kind of involve that mental breakdown of the topic. The second tool would be the emotional development and understanding of the principle. So for me, that's not my natural tendency to like have an emotional resonance with it, but I learned to develop that a lot because of heroes. And so this is where the hero stuff comes in, because I would see a story or watch a story or like a movie or read a book or something, and I would just get all inspired. I'd get the goosebumps and I would be like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. And I'd be like, whoa, 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 why am I feeling that? Is it because of what they said? Is it because of what they did? And so now I'm kind of going with hand in hand with the mental part of it. And so the emotional part of it, you can learn to do it with something like a story that's easy to feel and get involved with. What about things that are a little bit more out there? It's more of just an idea. And this is where you can kind of teach yourself to do that. And what I've done is maybe some sort of form of meditating, like just kind of letting that principle sink in for a second. It's like, huh, just let it ride its course kind of thing. Journaling is also another way. It's kind of a mental tool as well, but it also kind of has an emotional release because you're just letting it all out. And then for me, it's a big part of it is just notice and try to reflect on how I'm feeling about the idea itself and what it inspires inside me. So like, I'm like, huh, that idea, like, why did that idea catch my attention? Because usually be like, I'm reading a book or something and a certain phrase just catches my attention. I'm like, huh, why did that happen? I'm just reading a book. And I'm like, huh, what does it make me feel? What I feel when I think about it? What emotions is it inspiring in me? What actions is it inspiring me to do? What is the predominant way I'm feeling right now about this? Am I feeling pretty, happy about this? Am I feeling relaxed? Am I feeling empowered? Am I feeling inspired? What is it? And why? Just kind of having that emotional maturity to process why your brain would respond to it that way, and just see if the principle resonates with you, right? It's just why this is also the truth of you mature later, like in steps. So like you might watch a movie and certain parts resonate with you. And then later on you watch the movie again and different parts will like stick out to you. I find that happening to me all the time, where like a different character will be like, huh, I never noticed that about that person. Like that's a really cool piece of them, of their personality or something. Or it might be a book or something that someone's told you or whatever. Just give yourself time to develop an emotional maturity to be like, huh, and looking at it from a different perspective and realize that you can have a change in that. And then the third tool I would say is to physically implement. And that kind of sounds like obvious, like, well, duh. But there's two ways that I think of this. One is like, obviously, if it's like an action step, like if you hear about some principle about like, like one that my family always bugs me about is they say to, make your bed in the morning, because at least if you don't succeed at anything else in the day, at least you made your bed. And I always just argue with them because I think it's so much fun. And because I don't care to make my bed that much. I do it sometimes, but and I'll be honest about it, I don't care that much. But it's like that's a very physical, that's an action step I can take based on a principle that has some relevance and some truth to it, right? But some principles don't have that sort of direct action step that's applied with it. So there's two ways. One I say is create an action step for it. Like make up something. Like let's say you read some book that tells you about being brave or something that says about, discovering, some strength you have. And it's like, all right, what am I going to do to commit to something? Okay, I really want to do this thing. And then you create your own action step for it. And you can tell someone else to hey, I'm going to do this. And you can commit to them, have like a disciplinary buddy that can kind of keep you committed to your goal, right? So create some sort of action step for yourself. Another way is I like to look at it as come up with a way to embody the principle or embody the person that inspired you for that. And this kind of goes back to the hero's journey stuff is what's the point of watching all these movies? Like I said, like they inspire you, but then how do you embody what they represent? That's the idea. How do you embody what they represent? How do you embody the principle that's standing out to you on an emotional level? And so this is where I say like, do something that can remind you of the person first of all. So like, phone wallpapers or whatever, that can be a great way to like set up a little wallpaper on your screen, on your computer, or your phone. That can be a really great way to do it. Just a quick reminder to always like see the person. I like posters. I'll put posters up. I'll write down quotes that the character has said or write down the principle itself in like a really kind of artistic, cool way and hang that up or put that in a journal. I'll do something like, I'm a big fan of making props and designing stuff. So like if a character has a certain prop that represents them, then I'll go make it. For me, like having some sort of physical emblem, so to speak, or something that kind of represents what they stand for. One of my personal favorites, so I have a replica sword that is a stainless steel sword from the Lord of the Rings sword. It is the sword that the Aragorn uses or is gifted as he becomes the king, and it represents a lot to me. And so that's one of those things too, like I'm grateful to have that sword. For some people, it's like, oh, it's just a cool prop. For me, it's like a big deal. I look at that thing and I'm like, yes. And I remember what it symbolizes. And for me, that's a powerful thing. So it creates an action step because it just reminds me to do stuff like, oh yeah, I have that sword, and it reminds me of the person and how they act. But again, I think the biggest thing is creating your own action step so that I can say, all right, how would he respond in these situations? Or what is the most defining part of his personality and how can I implement it? And again, these are all just tools that I've used for me personally, and none of this has to be specific to you. You don't have to do any of these, but I think they have some truth to it. I think it works. And at the end of the day, just simplify it for yourself. Like there's no need to embody everything perfectly, and there's no need to, or just think you that you can. There's no need to pretend to have to be perfect all the time and to like, oh, I need to get inspired and do all this stuff. And I just read this cool book. It means I need to start implementing it 100% all the time. Like, no. Like, just try one thing or simplify it. You know, I'll do that all the time. So like, there's a reason why like my heroes or my characters, the people that I like, the movies that I like, I'll keep watching and rewatch them because I get something different each time, but then I find a way to simplify it a little bit differently and have a new aspect to work on. And you just simplify it, kind of get something really solid. Like, you know, I talk about Captain America being a big one for me when I was young, still is. He's a very powerful hero for me this day. But when I was younger, I really liked the idea that he was a symbol for a greater purpose, even when he was small and weak, and that he was true to who he was. And I thought that was so cool. And I just focused on that one piece. At that time, that was the piece that was most important, being true to something or being true to yourself at all times, no matter what. And I was like, that was a simple symbol and a simple idea that he represented that I could follow. And later, other parts of his persona resonated with me, if that makes sense. So at the end, those are the three big tools. Have like a mental breakdown of everything and not a mental breakdown. Don't fall apart. Like, break down everything you learn in a mental, logical way to allow yourself that emotion, give yourself time to have that emotional maturity to, you know, process everything and really understand how it feels. And then three, either follow the action steps that are given or create an action step for yourself and then create reminders for those action steps. And I think these are three really powerful tools that can help take some of these kind of out there, you know, abstract principles, these sort of kind of ideas more than anything, these philosophies, these morals, and take them and turn them into something that becomes, in the end, kind of your identity. And that's the point of these stories. So I hope you've learned something, and can't wait to see you again.